At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Lots going on in the NFL coming out of week 2 of the preseason. Starters being named. Holdouts continuing. Pretty quiet up there in Flowery Branch, which I think is probably for the best, given the time of year that it is. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20. Second scrimmage for the Georgia Bulldogs as well. So we'll see if Brandon got to talk to some of the rich folks that got an opportunity to watch the practice and see what they thought about what happened in scrimmage number 2. We'll get to an AMA in an hour.
Because we're talking about NFL quarterback naming. A lot of them in college also.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saw that Notre Dame is starting. C.J. Carr is going to start for them at quarterback.
Okay.
Cal starting the freshman over the kid with Devin Brown that came from Ohio State. Now, he's the freshman that transferred after like coming in for like the spring session or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So he's like, he's going to be
You
want
to take a crack at the freshman starter for Cal?
Jerron Kiwu Sagapalute.
Pretty, yeah. Close enough, probably.
Sagapalute.
I don't know.
Is he French?
I'd probably Sagapalutele. Looks like maybe Samoan. Oh. Or some sort of like Pacific Island kind of.
I did say French, didn't I?
Well, could be French.
It could be.
You never know.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people are from.
Yeah,
there's
man.
A French Polynesia, right?
Well, they do, actually. They do, actually, Abe.
Jerron Kiawe. Maybe he's both. I don't
French
know.
French and Samoan.
Yeah, French and Samoan. It happens.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. I'm sure they had some stuff down there.
Steve Angeli is going to be the starter at Syracuse as well. And he's a kid that was the backup at Notre Dame last year. And so now he's up there with Fran Brown at Syracuse. They get good transfers.
They do.
At Syracuse.
Fran can get you, though.
And their offense is fun.
Fran's a hell of a recruiter,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
He's a hell of a recruiter, hell of a football coach, too. But, yeah, so there's a couple more guys that will be coming. I'm sure there's nothing major. You were telling me who's going to wear number 47 play quarterback?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The quarterback at BYU.
Uh-huh.
Bear Bachmeier. I think it's Bear Bachmeier. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
True freshman. He's going to be the starter because, obviously, Retzloff.
Yes, yes.
It was at Tulane now.
Yes.
And he's going to be the starter at Tulane.
Yes.
So that's kind of sneaky.
Yes.
Tulane's been good for
a few
years.
They've been solid, dog. They've been solid.
So he'll be down there playing. And yeah, Bear Bachmeier is going to wear number 47, which is a weird number for a quarterback.
It's
got to
be
wear.
A family number.
Does it mean something at BYU?
I don't know. But I'm saying,
you know how schools have that sometimes?
Yes. But it got to be a family number.
Remember the kid at Michigan that didn't tie his shoes?
Oh,
that wore 98 for a game? Shoestring, they called him. I don't remember his
name. He was a quarterback. He was, he was a quarterback when they beat, when they lost to App State, right?
Mm-mm, that was Henny.
That was Henny.
Henny
okay.
was the quarterback when they lost to App State.
Robinson.
Something Robinson.
Darius Robinson?
Something like that. Yeah, that's very close.
Yeah.
Very, very close. Yeah, he wore 98 for a game because I think that has significance at Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. 47,
Denard, that's what it was.
Denard Robinson.
Denard Robinson.
We got there.
Yeah.
We got there. 47 is a weird number for a quarterback. That's all I got.
Yes, it is. That's very weird. So between that and Doug Flutie wearing 22.
Weird.
Who wore 33?
Didn't Hefty Lefty wear 22?
He did wear 22.
Lorenzen wore 22.
There's nothing funnier. Like, watching him on TV is one thing. We actually watched him. And watching him, Andy,
Did you play him?
Yeah. The whole defense was on his back, and he tossed the ball over his damn head. I would never forget that. Charles and Kendra had him, and he just, like, lifted his arm and, like, tossed the ball over his head. Dude, the dude was so damn big.
Doesn't that
and
feel like
move.
A, oh, he was
and
awesome.
Move.
He had a cannon.
Yes.
He was moving around.
Yes.
It was the size of a house.
Dude, that dude was so big.
Doesn't it feel like we'll never get another quarterback
like that? Yeah, but
until
you watch
they would
him,
never let that
like Charles Grant, ain't no little dude,
yeah,
man. And watching
huge.
Them
those
next to him,
linemen.
Watching him next to that dude, it was like, God almighty.
Dude, yeah,
dude, that was so funny. When we tossed that ball over his damn shoulder. They had him.
I'm trying to rack my brain on who wore 33. I don't remember.
Or the quarterback at Ohio State.
Did he?
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
It'll come back.
I don't remember. Yeah, we'll get there. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Oh, Devin Brown? Okay. I guess it was Devin Brown when he was at Ohio State. He's the guy that just lost the Cal quarterback job to the French Samoan guy.
Yeah, that's why I knew it. Devin Brown, yes. I knew it was a Ohio State guy.
Okay. All right. Back page brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers.
I keep forgetting Devin's not a brother. Devin Brown ain't a brother.
Really?
Nope.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would have failed that test also.
All the way. Devin Brown ain't a brother.
That's a white man?
Is it last name Brown or is it just the...
Is it Brownie? Brownie?
No, that's not a description of his appearance.
I know a fair share of brother and white dude Devins.
I don't know a lot. I know like the one in Kansas City. He close to whitest I've ever seen. You know, because Devin like light skin.
Oh, Devin from Kansas City.
Yeah, Devin light skin.
He looks like Aaron Donald.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like him too.
Yeah, kind of looks like Aaron Donald.
I bet, yeah, Devin like he could squat like the side of a house.
Devin was the same size as Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that's listening.
Yeah, Devin's real squatty.
You've heard Devin from Kansas City call in on the AMA a ton.
And don't
sound. We met him at Twin Peaks. He looks like Aaron Donald.
Don't sound nothing like he looked.
He had a shirt on with holes in it.
Yes.
And we could see his, like, torso underneath. It was an odd look.
Yes.
He said fashion. That was his answer.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the kids are into all these holy clothes these days.
No, you're right. Devin Brown, I Googled him. That's a white man.
Yep.
Confirmed.
Devin White's a brother.
Huh. Yeah, there you go. That's
blind resume time. 20 extra base hits in 30 games since the All-Star break.
Michael Harris.
All right, so you're saying you watched the game all the way through last night, right?
Real quick, Wes Durham just sent me the profile of the kid from Cal. He's from Iwi Beach, Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean,
you
know.
Hawaiian. He's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian's a short trip from what we were talking about.
It's right over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to.
So, basically, Wes Durham is saying, confirming that
yes.
we're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
The only reason why I brought this up is because Money had another 4-for-4 night last night,
awesome.
Hit a home run.
I'm not looking for credit, by the way, for watching all 9 innings of the game. I was just saying,
well,
them
so,
playing better
watched,
has gotten
yeah,
back.
Same. Since you watched all 9, I know you saw the 8th is where I was getting at. And that's the big
hits?
Inning that the Braves had. So Mike comes in, or hits, gets a base hit, his 4th hit of the evening,
yep.
and then gets pinch run for with Eli White.
Yep.
I'm assuming y'all noticed that, and I'm not sure if they brought it up on the broadcast.
Well, yeah, because Eli White came up in the 8th with the bases
that's,
loaded.
That's what I'm getting at. So when
looking.
Eli White comes up in the 8th, we're like, who in the – why is he hitting?
Right.
And who is he hitting
Please tell
for?
Me why.
So I'm looking through, you know, the lineup and whatnot. I'm getting there. I'm
okay.
getting there.
Yeah, because I'm really agitated by that.
So we figure out that Eli White had been brought in to pinch run for Mike. He wasn't just in there to pinch hit. He had been brought in when Mike got his last hit. Because I was like, wow, righty-righty snit never does that. Mike's a lefty. There was a right-handed pitcher up. So it turns out, look, this post-game sound clip from Snit, if there's not another sound bite that encompasses the entire season as far as, well, look you here, what you got here, you know, just listen to Snit. He gives the reason why he pinch ran for Mike, and then, of course, he comes up in the 8th.
Yeah, I was trying to do him a solid, getting him off his feet. The last thing I thought in my mind was we're going to bat around and his spot come back up. He's played every inning and every game.
It's pretty tough.
And I just thought, you know, give him an extra bat and then get him off his feet.
Come on, Brian?
God, I had no idea we were going to bat around and get back up there. And I'm like, holy cow. Just trying to give the kid a break and blows up. You know, I mean, he could have popped up or whatever. But
Or, you know,
yeah,
who knows?
Just trying to, you know, because like I say, he hadn't had any time off or any innings off or anything like that. We're down 8 runs in the 8th inning. And I'm thinking, I'll just give him a break. It's kind of just welcome to my world this year.
You know what, Andy, Bo, Abe, I love that man. I do. He's one of my favorite people in sports. I had an opportunity to meet, really am fond of Snit.
Me too.
I'm going to have to call him Brian on that. Damn, Brian.
Yeah.
That boy, that young man is 24 years old. He don't need no rest. As hot as he is, he don't need no rest. And you know, I tell y'all all the time, I don't really like the commentating, everything really don't. Whoever's calling the game, I don't really pay that much attention. But yesterday, listening to Frenchie and listening to Glavin talk about Spencer Strider.
It was interesting.
It was, man.
It was really good.
It was. I was like, because he works hard. And I was like, damn, even they know.
Yep.
And if they talk about
And then CJ Nitkowski had a really good breakdown on Twitter of some of what's going on.
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow.
Strider.
Trying to listen
to. As far as Strider goes, I think that if we move into spring training and he's still looking like that, that's when you should be concerned. Now, I don't think so. He's working through some stuff just like everybody has this season.
But that right there, though, if you didn't know that they're treating the remainder of this season differently, and I get it, it's over. But, like, normally they don't admit that it's over.
Man.
But Pinchron and Mike, when he's 4-4.
But he had
four,
just played a position player at pitcher in the previous half inning.
Understood.
You know?
Again, so, and I'm not sitting here, look, this it would be – it would be disingenuous to get, like, mad about this because that just kind of is where the year is. But, I mean, they're just telling us. Like, that's flat out telling people that they're not, you know.
Well, that's why.
They're not 100% committed to winning every game.
Why you're going to see Strider start if all the rest of his starts, too. If he's pitching badly and they're in a pennant race, then he's not going to be starting. Something's going to be skipped or there's going to be some stuff looked at.
It's crazy, though, that the position in the order came back up, bases loaded, tying run at the plate, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, "What? Why is Eli White coming up?"
And he had already been taken out of the game. There's nothing he could do about
it. He also struck out on 3 pitches.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, three.
And I don't even think he swung at strike 3. So, yep.
And then if you stayed up beyond Braves game and football game, you got to hear this. Y'all already mentioned it.
This show is all about strolling down memory lane. No, not about having hair. It's about throwing a whole bunch at you while having an old school good time. So stay tuned and don't flip out. SportsCenter is next.
Ulrich. Just made me miss Stu.
That was
100%.
Yes.
One of my first
yes.
thoughts.
Yes.
He
yes.
did a great tribute to him.
He did. He did. But when I thought about Stu.
Yeah, those two guys were like, you know, peanut butter and jelly when they were doing SportsCenter. They were inseparable. They were so good.
We'll never be matched.
No. Also love they played the old intro.
Yes, yes,
something
yes.
about that saxophone just feels like the 90s, you know? We need saxophones coming back.
It feels like, they're just going to play sports. Highlights.
Highlight, exactly.
Yes, no takes.
It feels like they're going to give us highlights of all the games that happened, and no one's going to argue about any crap.
Yes, no
so
takes.
Let me gauge y'all's interest here. It's called Sooner Magic Memories, but let's just say maybe it was Husky Magic Memories or Bulldog Magic Memories. Given the Oklahoma Sooners this season are offering a program to give fans greater access to the season. All right, price packages start at $461, go all the way up to $692
per game.
Yes, for one game. Now they do include pregame photos, a 50-yard at the 50, a high five tunnel, game ball delivery after the game, and halftime field access. So I guess you can get down there during halftime or whatever. Then you get to attend the post-game press conference. Get exclusive post-game media access for you and one guest to see where real-time reactions unfold.
$461 a person? Or for two?
You get two.
Okay.
This session for Oklahoma, Michigan, $692.
Okay.
This does not include your game tickets.
Right.
This session for the opener versus Auburn, $577. Now, there is a game out there that's $461. That's where they start. Would you pay any amount of money for any of this stuff?
Hell no. Why do I want to go down on the
field? So you get a game ball? Well, of course you wouldn't. You can go down there anyway.
A game ball. It's not the actual pitch.
Well, they use like how many game balls? Like,
exactly.
It's not the game ball.
They probably found a damn K ball. They give him a K ball or something
or
like
a
that.
A ball, that's, but it probably made it on the field at least. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But I can understand. I can understand that people would.
I mean, that's like the thing that that Jerry does at Jerry World. They did like how are you trying to get ready for a game and it's a damn tour coming through with a damn tour guide.
Right.
And over here we have Dak Prescott's locker. Don't mind him. He's just getting ready for the game.
That's the part of it that like is like, a little weird, is that you could go to the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
Just sit there and not say anything.
Yeah,
but
right.
Just attend it.
But somebody's going to say something.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's going to be that guy?
Oh, somebody's going to be that guy.
Over here.
That
here.
Non-credentialed guy.
Somebody's going to be that guy. But I could see like, you know, for like a birthday gift for a kid or something like that that loves the team. Maybe
a picture on the field.
Picture on the field. They get a handshake.
In a press conference.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but.
I can think of a lot of better ways you could probably have better experiences for $600.
$600?
I can think of a lot of better ways to spend $600.
$600?
But some people just got money to burn.
That is true.
That's great. That's what it all comes down to.
That's what they're basing it on.
I don't believe it's money to burn. I just believe it is. Like
money to waste.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just financially irresponsible to pay $600 for a damn high five.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because even if you got it, it's still not a great value.
Yeah, to pay $600 for a high five.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, come on, ball. Man. And a ball.
And a ball.
And a pick.
And a picture.
They would take me
on the 50.
I'm serious. Field. Like, I don't believe you. How can you prove to me that?
Prove
well,
it
says Oklahoma on the ball. Well, they got those. They hit it.
It's authenticated.
Yeah.
By the guy.
It. Prove it. Did he throw it? Mateer throw this ball?
Oh, he put a sticker on it.
They got to hit it, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us. About half an hour to talk some Georgia football as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.